Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we should be rejoicing in it. Amen. Glory to God. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Father Ron Ryle, the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We want to welcome our listeners to the show today. And new listeners, we are so glad that you stopped by today and to be a part of the show today. We thank God for you. Amen. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this evening, Father. Thank you for allowing us to see another day, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood that Jesus shed over 2,000 years ago that we may have life, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Oh, Father God, I pray every listener on this line and all those that's going to come back and listen in the archive, oh Father, that you will supernaturally make a way for them, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they are needing, oh Father, wherever they are in their life, oh Father. Oh Father God, we just thank you right now for it, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. We pray for Christians all over the world, those that are being persecuted, those who are suffering and going through, oh Father. We pray, Father God, that you will uplift them, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Oh Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener, Father, that's on the line or even on the web, oh Father, and those that's going to come back to the archives, oh Father. We just plead the blood of Jesus, oh Father, that covers, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Because you said in your word, oh God, no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper, Father. Those that belong to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Oh Father God, we thank you for the soul that's going to be healed. We thank you, Father, for the soul that's going to be delivered, oh Father. We thank you for a life that's going to change and come to Jesus and come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now for what you're getting ready to do for the believers all over this world, oh God. We thank you, Father, for bringing forth your army, oh Father, your mighty army, oh Father. Oh God, we thank you right now, oh Father. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, heal, Father, and deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Oh Father God, we thank you for your word, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, for you are so worthy, Father. We praise your holy name. We worship you. We exalt your name, oh, Father, for there's none other like you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Father God, we pray for those in the nursing homes, oh, Father. We pray for those that are behind prison bars, oh, Father. We praise pray for those that need a Savior, that don't know you, Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that they will come to know you, that they will come out of the world of sin, come out of the world of sin, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that the nation in itself will stop sinning against God, a rebellious nation. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come back to their Creator, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, Father, God, we thank you for healing, God. We thank you for deliverance, oh, God. We thank you for setting us free, Father. We thank you, Father, God, for new beginnings, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I can praise God. I am a praiser. Because, see, I know what God has done for me. I know him. I know him as my deliverer. I know him as my Savior. I know him as my provider. He is my everything. Oh, hallelujah. And if you don't know Jesus, you need to come to know this man named Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. I can remember, amen, when I was a little girl back in the day in the church where they didn't have the air conditioner units like they have today. They had the windows rolled up. So that the air could come to the church and all the different that they have for music. But they would take their hands and they would clap their hands and they are stomp their feet or clap their feet, clap their hands in the name of Jesus. And I can remember this song, and I'm going to sing a couple of lines of this song, amen, because it's tied to our message today. And it goes something like this. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he love me, oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A powerful song. It's personal. Hallelujah. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The message will be coming from 1 John the 4th chapter. Amen. And I am going to begin reading at verse 9 in your own devotional time if you will go back and read the rest of the chapter. Amen. And the word of God reads, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and he sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. In other words, propitiation means a sacrifice. Hallelujah, Jesus. The title of the message today is Because God First Loved Us. And you can make it personal and put me there. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God came down from heaven, his Spirit, because he loved us. The Spirit of God came down from the heavens. He wrapped flesh around the Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was born to the Virgin Mary, and they call his name Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because God first loved us. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Because God loved us, the word tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because God loved us so much, hallelujah, that he sent Jesus for the whole world, that we would not die in our sin. We don't have to live in darkness. We don't have to wind down in our sin, because God loved us so much that he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus for the backslider. He sent Jesus for the liar. He sent Jesus for the evildoers. He sent Jesus for the poor. He sent Jesus for the backbiters. He sent Jesus for the thieves. He sent Jesus for those that were sick, those that were lame. He sent Jesus for the fornicators. He sent him for the adulterers. He sent Jesus for the prisoners. He sent Jesus for those that were brokenhearted. He sent Jesus for the murderer. He sent him. He sent him that we might have life in him. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. For the word of God says in John, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh hallelujah, that Jesus came that we might have life. But we must first repent of our sins and be baptized. And we must confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus. We must believe in our heart that God, Jesus, because he loved us, oh glory, hallelujah, that Jesus, oh, let your word fall on good ground today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that someone will come to know you, that someone will come to receive your word, oh God, and get to know this man named Jesus, oh glory, hallelujah, to Jesus, because God first loved us, hallelujah, to Jesus, God sent Jesus, and he died upon the cross, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus laid down his life for us that we may have life, eternal life in him. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Because God sent Jesus, hallelujah to Jesus. And because of the shedding of his blood, there forgiveness came, healing came, deliverance came. You can be set free from anything that is coming against you because God loved you just that much. He loved me and he loved you and you and you. He loved the whole world. He loved the sinner. He said, I want you, hallelujah, to come to know me. But you got to choose me. You got to come out of the world of sin, and you got to live for Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come out of the world of sin. Come out. Come out of the world of sin, says the Lord. He said, I love you so much that I sent Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because God sent Jesus, and Jesus shed his precious blood. Hallelujah to Jesus. If he had not shed his blood, there would be no remission of sin. There, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let him receive the word. I pray that you receive the word of God, that your soul can be delivered. Oh, hallelujah, that your soul can be set free. Oh, hallelujah, that you will come to the light. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your word, oh God. We thank you for the soul that's going to be saved in your name, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because God loved us so much. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. He was persecuted. He suffered. He was mocked. He was set apart. Oh, hallelujah. He was nailed to the cross. Hallelujah, Jesus. All because he loved us. The Bible said it wasn't because that we loved God, but it was because he loved us. Oh, hallelujah. He sent his only begotten son. He sent his only son for us, that we might have life in him. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says that they even placed a crown or thorns on his head. And he took 39 stripes upon his body because he loved you. Oh, hallelujah. Because God loved us, he sent his only son, that whosoever believeth in him and call on the name of Jesus, their soul shall be saved in him. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's the only way. There's no other way. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, the greatest love that the world has ever known was manifested to us when Jesus Christ came and was born through the Virgin Mary. Hallelujah. The greatest love. God, we thank you for your love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the soul that's going to come to know you, oh, Father. Hallelujah. Because God loved us so much, we have a choice. And you need to choose to live for Jesus, because he's soon to return. And you must know the Savior. You must know him for yourself, your Father, and nobody else can do it for you. You must know him for yourself. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it, develop your relationship with God, and leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Because God first loved us, he sent his only Son. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Come to Jesus if you don't know him, and he will save you. Amen. Know that he loves you. Amen, because he sent his Son. Glory, hallelujah, be blessed. Let nobody take your joy this week. In the name of Jesus, amen.